a bagel too and smear it with cream cheese. Thank you.
Excuse me. Did it occur to you that some of us might still be trying to sleep?
Oh, lighten up, Frage. Ronnie was just showing me how she can change the lyrics to any song to suit the occasion.
Yes, very impressive. Does she take requests?
Sure.
Stop it.
You know what you need, Grumpy? A nice hot breakfast. Marty, why don't you get Grumpy here some breakfast?
I don't want any breakfast, and please stop calling me that.
Got me some ham and some cakes on the griddle. Woo! Good God, he's a grumpy boy.
See what she just did?
Yes, it's mind-boggling.
Listen, Dad, do you mind giving me a ride to work today? My car's in the shop.
Again?
Well, see, my seat warmer is stuck on high, so I tried to offset it by blasting the air conditioner, which resulted in a sort of a fog bank on my dashboard.
I can give you a ride, Frage. I mean, it's just an old caddy, so there's nothing fancy like butt warmers or seat belts.
Fine. Let me just make sure my will is in order, and I'll be back in a minute.
Well, I'm going to go take a shower.
Don't use all the hot water.
I know. Gotta leave enough for me lady's tub.
Oh, that's okay. I can take a shower, too.
I wasn't talking about you.
Hello? Oh, Richard. Hi. Listen, this really isn't a good time. I was just heading into a yoga class. And... yeah. No, I would love to have dinner. Yeah. Well, that sounds fun. Okay. I'll see you then, sweetie.
You know, I got two steps in my room, realized I'd forgotten. Ah, there it is.
There it is. Frasier's coffee cup.
You are a national treasure.
God, you're here. Listen, there's something I need to discuss with you.
Oh, wait. I'm in the middle of composing a plea to Alfred Anton in the meter of Dr. Seuss.
Who?
Theodore Geisel, the children's author. You know, I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them,
yes,
Sam,
yes, I know who Dr. Seuss is, you ninny. Who's the other guy?
Oh, Alfred Anton. He's Seattle's premier scenic painter specializing in children's rooms. His billowing clouds can be seen scudding across the ceilings of the finest nurseries in town, but he's booked solid, so I thought if I wrote this... Oh, you've lost interest, haven't you?
Well, I was feigning interest to begin with. Niles, I need your advice on something.
This morning, I heard Ronnie on the phone make a date with another man.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm positive she was talking to a man, yes, and in honeyed tones. Mm. Here's my predicament. I don't want to meddle, but I also don't want to see Dad get hurt. So, how do you suggest we tell him?
We?
Yes, we.
Don't drag me into this. I don't know a thing about it.
You know as much as I do. I just briefed you.
But I didn't want to be briefed.
Well, then you should have said something. Now you're in as deep as I am. You can't unscramble an egg, Niles.
What are you talking about?
Oh, boys. I'm glad I caught you. Do you see this?
Doo-wop-a-looza?
Yeah. One night only. All the greats of doo-wop. The coasters, the platters, and that guy from the teenagers is back from his hip replacement.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, I know you guys aren't interested in modern music, but Ronnie, you'd really love it. I was hoping maybe you could use your connections to maybe score us a couple of seats.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not very well connected in the doo-wop world, Dad. If there's ever a Mahler-palooza, I'm your man.
I'll ask around.
Go. I'm off to try and win the heart and mind of A. Anton. I'll go and meet him with my Daphne and hope that things don't go kerfafny.
Hey, Frage, sorry to get him up this morning. You know, me and Ronnie waking you up. We were just having a little fun.
No, it's all right. It's great to have a fling once in a while, isn't it?
Hey, let me tell you something. You don't go to doo-wop-a-looza with a fling.
I see.
You got something you want to say, son?
No.
Why?
Well, all right, if you insist on dragging it out of me. Something happened this morning, Dad.
What?
Well, I was walking down the hall to retrieve my coffee, and... Ronnie was on the phone, and I didn't want to interrupt, so I waited, and I heard her make a date with another man.
So you eavesdropped, huh? No. Well, the person's having a private conversation. You stop and listen. That's eavesdropping.
Dad, it was completely by accident. I understand why you'd be upset, but please don't shoot the messenger.
Well, the messenger's got it coming if he's a dirty little eavesdropper. You walk into a private conversation, you make your presence known by some subtle way. You can clear your throat. You can make a noise.
You're dead. Please.
You know, just because people call in for your precious pearls of wisdom on the radio, it doesn't give you a free pass to get into everybody's business. Now I know why you're always saying, I'm listening. Because you always are.
Oh, well, I'm glad the two of you found that so amusing, but as you've just heard, it is rude to listen in on other people's conversations.
Oh, Niles, come on, Richard.
Hi, I'm just here to drop off these Duopalooza tickets for Dad.
Well, that's good luck. How did you manage it?
Well, actually, Alfred Anton and his wife are big Duop fans, and the couple that was going with them canceled, so they let me have the tickets. What are we looking for?
Well, my money clip. Have you seen it?
Rarely.
I've misplaced it, and it's distracting me no end.
Well, anyway, Dad was thrilled when I told him I found the tickets.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. He was just a bit vexed when he left me earlier this morning.
Over what? Frasier, you told him about Ronnie's date.
As we agreed.
We?
Yes, we.
There's no we. There's never been a we.
Oh, give it up, Niles. There is blood on both our hands. Oh, gosh, that reminds me. I'd better go eat something. I've got my reading in 20 minutes.
Reading?
Yes, yes. I'm reciting Annabelle Lee for the Poe Society this evening. I don't mind telling you, I'm just a bit nervous.
Well, don't worry. Poe folk don't expect much. I had to say that. Well, I'm off.
Yes.
This amazing doo-wop show. All the greats. One night only this Sunday.
Sunday? I'm sorry. I made plans.
Oh, plans, huh? What kind of plans?
Look, Marty, I like you too much to lie to you. I have a date.
Oh. Well, that's no problem, yeah. You want a drink?
Oh, no, I better not. I'm working. Just a beer. You're not upset, are you? I mean, you know, we never really talked about not seeing other people.
Oh, no, that's fine. No. I'm seeing other people, too. Maybe I'll ask Sheila. Yeah, she'll be all over this one. So, how about another night?
Yeah, sure. What about Tuesday?
Great.
Wow. I had no idea it was this late. So I'll call you about Tuesday.
Great.
Frasier, what are you doing?
I didn't know you two were home. I was just cleaning the oven. I must have dozed off.
Cool. Well, I gotta run. Not you two.
Yeah, see ya. You have a disease!
I'm sorry. Let me explain, all
right? There's nothing to explain. I told you not to eavesdrop, and you did it again. You are a very sick person.
I tried to announce myself, but I had a mouthful of apple rendering me speechless.
Oh. I was a cop. You think I haven't heard that one before?
You're just angry because I heard you lying to Ronnie. You really expect to win Ronnie's heart by inventing fictitious girlfriends? Sheila, indeed.
It's none of your business, and you weren't supposed to hear it.
Yeah, I did hear it.
No, you overheard it. It's like an illegal wiretap. It's inadmissible.
Dad, you cannot build a relationship on lies.
Inadmissible.
Dad!
Inadmissible!
Oh, fine!
Ha ha ha!
your father just go to the concert by himself?
Because Alfred Anton will be offended if we don't use his tickets, and then he won't paint our nursery. Don't you want to be the one to go with him?
Forget it, Niles. We flipped a coin, and you were the doo-wop-a-loser.
Hey, Niles, ready to bop-bop-shibop?
Oh, dear God, is it a dance? Am I going to have to move about?
No, you don't have to, but you're going to want to. Daphne?
I'm pregnant.
What does that have to do with it?
It's my blanket excuse until the baby is born. After that, it'll be, I can't leave the baby. Get used to it.
Marty, hi.
Marty, hey.
This is Richard, Martin, hi. Daphne, Niles.
Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hello.
So how do you all know each other?
Well,
Ronnie was my babysitter. I was a little monster.
Yeah. And you?
Oh, Sheila, where have you been? Here's my date, Sheila. Got stuck at work, huh?
Yeah?
Yeah. Sheila's a model. She does all those big auto and RV shows. Point to something.
Wow, impressive. Nice meeting you. Yeah. Let's get ours to go.
Oh, but I thought that...
Roll with the punches, Dick. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make her jealous. Just go with him.
But I'm meeting my own date here.
Dad, the concert starts in 15 minutes, and Alfred Anton will be very angry if we're late.
Well, I can't leave unless Sheila comes with me.
Hello, Sheila has a date.
All right, that's it. I have the tickets right here. You and I are going.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Do we really need clouds on the ceiling? Can we just push the crib closer to the window?
Why even use a crib? Let's just put him in a pizza box.
Stop it.
Oh, you work with me here.
Okay.
Roz?
Larry, hi. It's my dad.
How are you doing?
Hello. You brought your dad on our date?
Oh, of course not. He was just leaving, aren't you, Dad?
Yeah, but not until I finish my coffee.
You don't have any coffee.
Get me one, would you, Larry?
Dad, what are you doing here?
Hey, Ross. Hello.
Hi. Is your brother joining us, too?
He's not my brother.
Oh, now that's no way to be. Still waiting on that coffee, you are.
Okay, what the hell's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, hi, Frazier.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
Nice to see you, Marty. Sheila.
Take care. Hi.
So you've been pressed into service as Sheila, hmm?
Pressed is right. He nearly bit my lip off.
Here you go, Mr. Doyle.
Thanks.
Come on, Larry. We're leaving.
It's nice meeting you, Mr. Doyle. And you can owe me on that coffee. It was $3.75, and I flipped a quarter in the tip jar. Ooh.
I'll be home early, Dad.
Dad, when are you going to stop playing games and tell her how you feel?
It's too soon. We've only been seeing each other a few weeks. I don't want to scare her off.
How do you know you're going to scare her off?
Well, look at her, Frage. She's young. She's got all these guys after her. I'm lucky she even gave me a second glance. I don't want to blow it by looking like some desperate old guy with no options.
It's not desperate to tell somebody how you feel about them.
What if she doesn't feel the same way?
What if she does and you never find out? Dad, just give her a call and tell her you want to talk to her. Is that a leave me alone grunt? Or you bested me again, son, with your unassailable logic grunt? I thought so.
Hey, Dad. What you watching?
Sports wrap-up.
Sports wrap-up? That sounds like fun. Oof. Oh, gosh, that's not very sportsmanlike.
I called her, okay? Not that it's any of your business.
So?
I left a message. Glad she wasn't there. I don't know what I'll say if she calls back.
Well, you did the right thing, Dad. I am proud of you.
I don't know. The whole thing's making me nervous. You know, I know why she's not calling me back. She just doesn't know how to tell me she's dropping me for Richard.
Who said anything about dropping you?
No one, apparently, or you would have overheard it.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Fraser.
Ronnie, didn't expect to see you tonight.
Well, I got your message and I was in the neighborhood, so what's up?
Oh, I was just heading out.
What, at this hour? I never thought you were such a night owl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love clubbing.
I thought you'd just call.
Well, you know, I was going to, but it sounded like maybe we needed to talk face to face.
Yeah.
Marty, is this about that woman I saw you with tonight?
Well, kinda.
Yeah, I thought so. Look, whatever it is, why don't you just come out and say it?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not the kind of guy who... you want a beer?
Oh, boy, do I need one?
I think we could both use one. Would you get that? Fraser probably forgot his key.
Yeah, sure. Oh, Sheila. I kind of thought your date was over.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Gotcha. Just tell Marty, message received.
Okay.
Hey, Roz, what are you doing here?
I found Fraser's money clip. Is he home?
Oh, no. Where's Ronnie?
Oh, don't worry. Sheila showed Ronnie the door.
What? What the hell did you do that for?
Hey, I have no control over what Sheila does.
Oh, good, Niles, you're back. How was the concert? Well, you're the one who wanted that cloud mural. I'm sure Pope Julius had to jump through similar hoops to get Michelangelo to paint his ceiling. Dear God, I think I've just realized where I must have dropped my money clip. Ronnie's car. She gave me a ride in it the day I lost it.
Well, that's irresponsible of her. She's left it open.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, of course. There we are.
Thank you.
Anyway, I thought I'd swing by and take us both out for a nightcap. All right, great. By the way, Niles, I spoke with Dad, and he has taken our advice about talking things over with Ronnie. Mine and yours. That's what I mean by our. I'll take some responsibility for what's in your life, man.
Could have at least warned me that Sheila was on her way up.
Ronnie, it's all a misunderstanding.
Marty, I really don't want to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it because I'm not leaving. Fine, just get in the car if you want to. We're just going to sit right here until you hear it all.
Okay, go ahead. But you better make it good because I have a finely tuned crapometer.
There is no Sheila. Her name's Roz. She's Fraser's secretary. I just pretended we were together.
Forget it, Marty.
Now, I know how this sounds, but it's true.
Why would you do that?
Because I'd gotten these concert tickets to impress you, and then when you said you had a date, I got jealous. So I said I was getting a date, too. And then there you were in Nervosa, and when Roz came in, I made her Sheila. Do you believe me?
You know, it's actually a little hot.
Look, Ronnie, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I know when something feels right. I don't want to see anybody else. I want to be exclusive, go steady, whatever they call it now. Well, that's my story. What about you?
Well, God, it's freezing in here. I had a blanket. Okay. Since we're being honest, I've done my share of dating, and I haven't always made the best choices. I've dated the bad guys who can't commit, The guys who won't grow up, the creeps with the nice suit, the pathological liars.
Okay, I got it.
Anyway, and then I started dating this really good guy. You. And I guess I just wanted to keep my options open with Richard because I wasn't sure how you felt about me. But now I am. Now would be the time to put your class ring on a chain around my neck.
Well, I got one upstairs. Want to come get it?
Wait. I've got a better idea. I know this secluded beach that's miles away from anything. You want to go there and steam up the windows?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Good night, Seattle. We love you.